AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Willie Mays has died. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The San Francisco Giants confirmed that baseball legend and Hall of Famer Willie Mays died today, peacefully, at the age of 93. He hit 660 home runs, considered one of the greatest players ever and an all-rounder, excellent in hitting, fielding, throwing, speed, and stolen bases. In 1954, Mays led the New York Giants to a World Series crown in which he made one of the most famous plays of all time, known as the catch in deep left center field.
Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
In 1966, on TV's Ed Sullivan Show, he was asked about violence on the field.
I think ball players should try to protect themselves, but I don't believe in trying to hit another ball player because they have families, and I know that they're out there to try to make a living, and I just play the game as hard as I can, and that's it.
This is ABC News. Hyundai plans to start making the Ioniq 5 electric SUV at its new plant in Georgia this fall. It's the first time the automaker has named which electric vehicle model will be produced at the plant, which is west of Savannah. Israel's prime minister putting public pressure on the Biden administration.
Last month, President Biden said he would not supply weapons that Israel could use to launch an all-out assault on Rafah. But Netanyahu claims, after what he calls recent candid talks with the Secretary of State,
Secretary Blinken assured me that the administration is working day and night to remove these bottlenecks. I certainly hope that's the case. It should be the case.
Criticizing an administration in public in such a way, especially in an election year, is not something most allies would do.
ABC's Tom Rivers, California's fined Amazon almost $6 million, alleging the retailer worked warehouse employees too hard. So hard, their safety was at risk. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers released their training camp schedule. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have released their training camp schedule with 13 practices open to the public. Training camp begins Monday, July 22nd. I asked Jordan Love what he plans to do this summer as he heads back home to California.
Yeah, just keep working. I'm outside of here and getting back with my personal quarterback coach I work with and just continuing to focus on the little details and things I want to keep working on. And, you know, each guy has their own preference and whatnot. But, I mean, I've been with my quarterback coach since sophomore year of high school. So, definitely someone I'm comfortable with and the details and footwork and things like that that I need to work on. So it's good work away from here.
Baseball, the Brewers' West Coast trip is underway with games in L.A. and San Diego. About a dozen players are from there. Shortstop Willy Adames.
Yeah. A lot of guys are really excited to go back to their, roots and, see some family, some friends, and they're probably going to have a lot of fans. We're probably going to have to give them the tickets because they probably have so many guys there.
Last night, the Crew losing to the Angels 5-3. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see showers and storms in the overnight, breezy southwest to westerly winds, lows in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Showers and storms a part of your Wednesday, mostly cloudy skies. Our winds will be gusty, highs in the lower 70s, currently 80 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy Tuesday. It's actually turned into a beautiful day here in Portland. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Hope all is well with you. We got a lot to talk about. What is the invisible dark force destroying everything? Also, by destroying everything, I mean politically. Also, Biden's new immigration plan. This is a big deal, a BFD, as Joe would say. The chief is taking on Republican-led states over Republican rule, pollution rule rollbacks. And the white power structure in South Carolina just canceled black studies advanced placement classes. The history of this is absolutely incredible. In the second hour of our program, my SiriusXM colleague John Fugelsang is going to drop in and discuss how the rich and powerful exploit a post-shame society. I'm also going to ask him what it's like to be dead. He knows. Also, is any woman in Idaho going to feel safe becoming pregnant? In the third hour of our program, or maybe this is still in the second hour of our program, Geeky Science, did you know that intermittent fasting supercharges natural killer cells that destroy cancer? In the third hour of our program, why Americans think crime is so bad, and 100 A Farmer's World Alert, ADHD, practicing keeping on task. So, a lot of good stuff to talk about. I want to start out with today's Hartman Report, my rant, what is the invisible force destroying everything? It was 178 years ago, 2 weeks ago, it was on June 1st, 1846, I think it was. I'd have to go back and look, but it was 178 years ago, if you do the math. French astronomer and mathematician Urbain Le Verrier calculated the existence of an unknown planet. Turned out it was Neptune, but nobody knew Neptune existed. But he was able to see Uranus. So but Uranus's orbit wasn't behaving the way that it was supposed to. So he postulated and did the math and said, I predict that you will find a big planet right here. And he, found this particular spot in space. And sure enough, they looked and there was Neptune. A lot of Americans are watching our political dysfunction right now and wondering, what is the dark force that is twisting things so badly? I mean, what's going on with this? We have, for example, clear majority of Americans tell pollsters that college should be free and student debt should be eliminated, but Congress can't do anything about it. Clear majorities of Americans, I'm talking well over 50%, say that assault weapons should be entirely banned, and yet Congress can't do anything about it. Social Security, Americans say, should be expanded and rich people should pay into it like everyone else does. And again, we can't get that done. $15 an hour should be a national minimum wage. The minimum wage hasn't been raised since 2009. The morbidly rich, and Congress does nothing, the morbidly rich who pay an average 3.4% income tax should instead pay the top rate that was, set for them. And yet they don't, because Congress won't act. Americans should have quality, comprehensive national health care system. The majority of Americans believe that, and yet it doesn't happen. Climate change. The majority of Americans say climate change is a threat to our nation and government must act, but nothing's going on. Massive corporations, the majority of Americans say, have too much power, political and economic, and should be broken up, and yet nothing happens. The majority of Americans say government should intervene in the pharmaceutical marketplace to stop drug price rip-offs, but nothing happens. The Citizens United decision by five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court should be reversed either by Congress or expanding the court, say the majority of Americans, and yet, so far, nothing has happened. Homelessness, the majority of Americans say, should be addressed by the government, either building or incentivizing the construction of affordable housing. A majority of Americans say taxpayer money should not be used to subsidize religious schools, yet that's something that is happening over the objection of most Americans. The majority of Americans say abortion should be legal with reasonable restrictions per Roe v. Wade, but it's not in half the states. The majority of Americans say unions should be strengthened and limits put on them by Republicans on the Supreme Court that allow corporate union busting should be abolished. And, you know, the corporate union busting. But none of these things happen. Here's another example. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Mr. Gutierrez, just came out, Antonio Gutierrez, just came out and said that governments should ban advertising, not just for fossil fuel companies, but for any products that use fossil fuels. In other words, gasoline-powered cars, lawnmowers, motorcycles, airplane rides, cruise ships, just ban that stuff. Stop promoting anything that uses fossil fuels. And so far, the city of Edinburgh, Scotland, Amsterdam in the Netherlands, and Sydney in Australia have taken them up on it, and they've banned that kind of advertising in their cities. That's a big deal. So why would that not happen here? I mean, we did this with tobacco back in the 70s, and Gutierrez is saying that basically, you know, carbon dioxide from fossil fuels is at least as, you know, killing as many people as tobacco. And, you know, has the potential to kill a lot more people. So what is this dark force? What is the Neptune that is distorting the orbit of Uranus? I think most Americans intuitively know that it's big money, but what they don't know is that the big money can do this because Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote on the Supreme Court after, for years, he had been wined and dined by right-wing billionaires. And then finally in 2010, they said, you know, we'd like you to vote for Citizens United. And he said, sir, yes, sir. Thank you for putting my adopted son through fancy, ridiculously expensive academy. Thank you for buying my mother's house and other houses on the block to upgrade her neighborhood. Thank you for taking me on multi-million dollar vacations to Indonesia and Malaysia, and I'm just all over on your super yacht and flying on your private jets. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll give you the right to bribe politicians. And here we are. And the Republicans aren't even bashful about this corruption. Ron DeSantis, who wants the fossil fuel industry to bankroll his 2028 campaign, or at least appears to want to, how else do you explain this behavior, recently ordered the words climate change removed from all government policy statements and documents. And he refuses to acknowledge that climate change may have played a role in the wild weather that Florida's been having in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's just been insane. Massive floods and heat waves and things. I mean, breaking records left and right. And now the Atlantic hurricane season is starting. And yet Ron DeSantis is saying, oh, there's no such thing as global warming. You know, he's lying to the people of Florida on behalf of the fossil fuel billionaires because, you know, the biggest of them is the major funder, is a major funder, probably the major funder of the entire network that supports right-wing candidates and Republicans. He knows which side his bread is buttered on. And this is all because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, which is just wrong. Excuse me. I still have a little bit of COVID. I'm sorry. So, you know, I lay this out in my book, The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, that this dark force, this invisible planet that is deforming our politics. And by the way, this is not, by and large, happening in other countries. It is to a smaller extent in the United Kingdom, and there are people complaining about that. Political bribery's gotten easier in the UK over the last 20 years. But for most democracies, most advanced democracies, billionaires and big corporations don't have this kind of power. I mean, you know, Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland, in the Netherlands, Amsterdam, saying, no, we're not going to allow fossil fuels to be advertised on television in our cities, Sydney, Australia. All of those countries have very specific, explicit laws that say you can't bribe politicians. It's a crime. Now, you know, it's still illegal to clumsily bribe politicians, right? I mean, you know, when they caught Senator Menendez with, you know, bars of gold in his closet and $100 bills stuffed in the pockets of his clothes from, you know, some foreign country, I guess it was. that's pretty grim. But, you know, if he had been smart, he would have said to them, just put it into my leadership pack. And then when I retire, I can take the money out and you know, give it to myself. Because that's one of the cool little tricks with these leadership packs, is that you can actually exploit that money after you leave office. But, you know, he wanted it all right now. I guess he was just greedy. And this is assuming that the charges against him are sustained. Let's note that he's innocent until proven guilty, but boy, oh boy. And the same thing with the Democrat Henry Cuellar down in Texas, who's being accused of this. But, you know, this stuff that we call campaign contributions and PAC contributions and dark money, particularly the dark money, this is an extraordinarily corrupting force in American politics. And it's not doing any favors to this country. It's not helping. It's not a good thing. It is extraordinarily destructive. And that's why we need to overturn Citizens United. And we need to do it, you know, as soon as possible, frankly. Biden has a new immigration plan coming out. He's going to announce it today. This is amazing. I have a cousin, or a niece, excuse me, a cousin's daughter, who married a guy, an undocumented immigrant, who had opened a restaurant in a little town in northern Michigan where she lived. You know, they fell in love, they got married, they had a couple of kids, and then the local cops or whatever discovered that he was here without documentation. And we even got Senator Bernie Sanders involved in trying to keep him in the country. But, you know, ICE deported him. They arrested him and deported him. And so she moved to Mexico. She's been raising their kids in Mexico, my niece, to be with her husband. And this is tragic, right? So what Biden is going to do today is he's going to say, if you're married to an American citizen, as of Monday of next week, if you're married to an American citizen, and that's about 500,000 people in the situation that my niece was in, or my cousin or whatever, second cousin once removed, I don't know what you call that, my cousin's daughter. If you're married to an American citizen, you can get in line for a green card. I think this is wonderful. This is such a good thing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And about 500,000 people will benefit from this, the immigrants themselves, and the 500,000 spouses, and millions more who are members of their families.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams and that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff, they just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxSyncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive for free. You can save 20% off on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrive.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. So, incredible stuff. The Environmental Protection Agency. This is just you know, kind of a little news summary here. The Environmental Protection Agency is having a problem. They identified this cancer alley in Louisiana where people are exposed to high levels of apparently vinyl chloride is one of the, and benzene are the two major carcinogens. But, you know, lots and lots of people are getting cancer in these areas downwind from these refineries in Texas and western Louisiana. And, you know, nothing's been done for decades, largely because they're very poor communities and they're mostly black communities. And, you know, this is what you call institutional racism. So now Michael Regan, who is the EPA administrator, he says, you know, we want to do something about this. And immediately Louisiana filed a lawsuit saying you don't have the right to do that. Excuse me. So Matthew Tejeda, who has been working at the EPA for over a decade on this issue, he said, what happened with the civil rights program? See, they filed a lawsuit based on the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Saying that this is a form of racial discrimination. You're poisoning black communities because they're black, essentially. And that's where Louisiana filed the lawsuit and said, oh, no, you don't. He says, this can't. What happened with the civil rights program is a gut punch. When it came to standing up to Louisiana on environmental justice, the EPA flinched, and that's very troubling. And what happened was when the EPA got sued, they stopped trying to enforce the rule. In April, 23 Republican attorneys general, from 23 states sued, demanded the EPA stop compelling them to fix air, water, and other kinds of pollution under the Civil Rights Act. And so now, you know, Regan, the EPA administrator, he says, you know, yeah, we're using a law that really was not a pollution law. And that's the problem, of course. The Republicans are saying, hey, wait a minute, this, you know, just because we're poisoning black people doesn't mean that you can use this the racial part of this law. You have to use the environmental part. And, you know, the Supreme Court has already gutted much of that, or at least Republicans on the Supreme Court have already gutted much of that. So keep an eye on this. We're going to see how this plays out. I got to tell you about what's going on in South Carolina with the white power structure there. It's bizarre. And I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Louisiana would really rather you didn't know. I'll be right back with you.
A single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Baseball legend Willie Mays has died. His family and the San Francisco Giants jointly announced tonight that he passed away peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. Famous for the catch, Mays' famous over-the-shoulder grab in the 1954 World Series.
There's a long drive, way back in center field, way back, back, it is. Oh! Willie Mays just brought this crowd to its feet with a catch, which must have been an optical illusion to a lot of people.
Willie Mays was 93. A new $360 million weapons sale to Taiwan has been approved by the Biden administration. 3,000 nurses at six Providence Company hospitals in Oregon walked out on strike today. The nation's second largest school district in Los Angeles has voted to ban cell phone and social media use by about 500,000 students. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants people attending fairs and petting zoos to be careful interacting with animals this summer. A new strain of bird flu is affecting dairy cattle in other states, but state epidemiologist Thomas Hopp says the risk for humans is very low.
We're going to be working with the local public health departments and providers to be sure that we're testing people who need to be tested, but we also want to assure the public that it's not a panic situation as yet.
DHS recommends fairgoers take simple precautions, like washing their hands and avoiding animals that look sick. The Juneteenth flag was raised at the state capitol building on Tuesday. Governor Evers has ordered the flag be flown until sunset on Wednesday. Juneteenth celebrates the emancipation of enslaved Black and African people in the United States, and it has been a federal holiday since 2021. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Francis Ford Coppola's Megalopolis has found a distribution partner and will hit U.S. theaters this fall. The five-time Oscar winner invested $120 million of his own money for his passion project, according to the Los Angeles Times. The film screened at the Cannes Film Festival, where critics responded favorably. The cast of Megalopolis includes Adam Driver, Lawrence Fishburne, Aubrey Plaza, and Giancarlo Esposito. Megalopolis opens September 27th. The relatively squeaky clean image of Justin Timberlake just took a hit. The pop star and actor was cited for a DWI and a few other moving violations while driving in the Hamptons after leaving a friend's party. Timberlake reportedly refused to take a field sobriety test initially, then told one of the police officers that this was going to ruin the tour. The police did say Timberlake was a total gentleman, but had no choice but to cite him when they asked him to walk a straight line and he wasn't in sync. Hi-oh! For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see showers and storms in the overnight. Breezy southwest to westerly winds. Lows in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees. Showers and storms a part of your Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies. Our winds will be gusty, highs in the lower 70s, currently 80 degrees.
Early.
Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Enslaved Africans were disembarked, got off a ship in South Carolina. It was the major state for the slave trade in the United States. South Carolina, it was called the slave capital of North America. South Carolina was the first state to put white supremacy as part of their property law in their laws. South Carolina's Negro Act of 1740 set the template for America's slave codes. It was ground zero for school desegregation, bus boycotts, and the bloodiest race war in world history. And when it comes to education, it's an amazing story. Black South Carolinians invented the modern American school system. Black people in South Carolina. The reason why was when South Carolina got readmitted to the Union after the Civil War, the state was 60% black. And so they elected a majority black legislature, and that majority black legislature passed a law saying that, you know, we're going to have public schools and the government's going to pay for it and everybody can go to these schools. It was the first statewide public school system in America, in South Carolina, done by black people for all, you know, for everybody, for black people, white people, everybody. Of course, you know, with the end of Jim Crow, or the end of Reconstruction, excuse me, when Jim Crow made a comeback in the 1870s, 1880s, that was the end of that. And, you know, the blacks got kicked out of schools in South Carolina for 10 generations or thereabouts, or 5 generations, or however long it was. But there's a lot of black history in South Carolina. So here's this school in South Carolina. It's Mark Frazier is the principal of the school. It's Kingstree High School. It's 62% black, 34% white. The county, Williamsburg County is that. But the school is 90% black. Most white students in the area attend an all-white private school that was founded in 1970, specifically as a whites-only school. And so one of his goals, one of Principal Frazier's goals, was to attract people away from that whites-only academy by offering AP classes, you know, advanced placement classes, classes that if you take them, you have a fast track to go to college. And one of them was African-American history. And like I said, you know, South Carolina's rich in African-American history. So what happened was the South Carolina Department of Education, the conservative right-wing Republican governor appointed 16 white supremacists to the South Carolina Department of Education, to their Board of Education. And last week they notified the school district that the course code for African-American AP studies, which, by the way, was approved by the College Board, you know, the group that does the SATs, this is a course that is available everywhere in America. This is a nationally approved course, Advanced Placement African American Studies. The white supremacists on the school board in South Carolina, all white people, just said, "No, you can't do this anymore. We're not going to accredit this." Tough luck, Charlie. It's just incredible.
All right, so what's on your mind? Let's pick up some of your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Well, afternoon, Tom. The gall of these people is incredible. Hope you're feeling better. I'm glad you're feeling better. How's that? Afternoon from Florida.
Yeah, every day I'm a little bit better, yep. It's still in my lungs, better. But I'm here.
But I want to give a shout-out and a thanks to your Senator Ron Wyden. They just got through with a Social Security disability hearing in the Senate this morning here on my time. And I just want to say thank you. And people who are going to enter Social Security disability, now I'm talking disability, they should really watch it. It was really informal. It informed a lot. They asked a lot of questions. They had the experts there and et cetera, et cetera. But quickly on my story, I've been on Social Security disability for 10 years. And from the beginning, they always deny you. They will deny you. This is a disability now. They will deny you. You go to first thing, you fill out the app, you fill out the paperwork and all that, and hopefully you have all your ducks in a row. So then they'll deny you. And then the second phase is they'll send you to their doctor, Social Security's doctor, and that doctor will deny you. And there's an old wives' tale about people in wheelchairs being denied. I don't know. You can fact check that. That's a whole other thing. But the final phase of it, this all took about 6 months of my life, 10 years ago, as I had a video hearing with the judge, and they found me, and my doctor put me out permanently, and et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to really give a shout-out to your Senator Ron Wyden for bringing this to your attention, and it was really, really captivating. So what do you think? I'm just throwing that out there.
I think that's great, Bill. I mean, Ron Wyden is one of the really good senators out there. He's very progressive, and he's actually gets things done. Along with Jeff Merkley, our other senator from Oregon, who's also very, very active and a real ally of Bernie and Elizabeth Warren and the other progressives in the Senate. So I think we've got some really good Democratic senators out there, and I hope they can hold on to the Senate next year. Bill, thanks for the call, and thanks for the heads up on that. That's a fascinating story. Mike, in Anza, California. Do I have that right, Mike?
Hi. That's me.
Hey, Mike. What's up?
Well, I wanted to talk about the hidden dark force that we have. Actually, I think we've had it throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
But notably, in 1868, the rules of incorporation were written up by the millionaires who got rich off of the Civil War, so that corporations have impunity. That is, a corporation can hire a mercenary group and order the murder of uncountable people, and yet they don't go to jail for life. They can only have their corporation attached for money.
Or dissolved. But the officers of the corporation can be convicted and sent to prison. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about with regard to 1868. I mean, the major corporate legislation from the 19th century was the Southern Pacific Railroad versus Santa Clara County case in 1886, before Judge Morrison Remick Waite.
Recently, Chiquita was found to have hired a mercenary group and killed dozens of people, and they were subject to a judgment of millions of dollars.
They got a fine. I know. They should have prosecuted the executives. They still have the legal ability to do that, Mike. That ability has never been withdrawn. What happens is that the Justice Department tends not to prosecute wealthy white men. I mean, it's just the bottom line, and it's wrong. I mean, this is the two-tier justice system we have in the United States. It's not the one that Donald Trump is whining about. It's exactly what you talk about. Chiquita actually did that. ITT, same deal. ITT helped overthrow Allende, in Chile, and install Pinochet. And they were right in the middle of that. Now, ITT no longer exists, but, they were right in the middle of all those crimes, and none of their executives ever went to jail. I would love to see, corporate executives going to jail. But we have on occasion, I'd like to see tobacco executives go to jail for the, half million people they kill every year intentionally. I'd like to see asbestos industry executives go to jail. But it's not because some law was passed in 1868. It's because the courts and the federal prosecutors simply refuse to go after rich white people. And, you know, that has to change. And that will require, I think, probably a far more dynamic and aggressive Department of Justice. Mike, thanks for the call. Karen in Yankton, South Dakota. Hey, Karen, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. And thanks for the brilliant John Fugel thing coming on to talk about our post-shame society. And that's what I want to talk about. Because I've been listening to the doctors and psychologists that are Shrinking Trump podcast, and in their one that they did for this last week, they identify very clearly that the core element or injury in Trump's disorder, which is the malignant narcissism, is shame. That's the core injury with that kind of disorder.
He lacks shame, you mean?
And Yes. He had a absolute soul-crushing trauma in his life. And one characteristic that they identify in that type of trauma is called a soul murderer. And so the opposite of shame is dignity. And so what Trump represents is a shamelessness. While the word that's being used to describe Biden is decent, but if we could transition that to dignified, he represents dignity. He represents pride. And so when Biden ran, you know, in 2020, his motto, his reason was that he understood it was to save the soul of America. So he recognizes that the soul murderer, which is that shamelessness at the core of Trump, is what we're up against. And this morning I was listening a little bit to Joe Scarborough, and they were talking about what could happen at the debate. And they talked about so I was connecting that with this shamelessness, and that even if they mute his mic, doesn't mean he'll stay in place and not go into Biden's face. And then, of course, shamelessness means you say and do anything. Yeah. And so what we have to understand is the role that, and John knows this more than anybody, the role that the religions, especially like Catholics, shame, blame, and fear, right? Shame. And that's taken hold in us now.
They're powerful tools for controlling people's behavior.
Thank you. Absolutely. And lastly, I just wanted to mention another really good source, because I love Sue's homework. I go through it all the time. And Dr. Bethany Webster writes about the mother wound and the role that complex developmental trauma has and on a child's brain. And it changes. It has an impact on the brain and the nervous system's organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and Trump, you know, his mother left town every summer when he came home from the military, pseudo-military academy, just to avoid him. No, I get it. Karen, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That was brilliant. Francis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Francis, what's on your mind?
Oh, thank you, Tom. I was listening to your opening, and you commented on how many people, great number of people approved of this, and a great number of people have wanted this and that. And I couldn't help but remember back in the 70s when we began commissioning nuclear power plants, and then there was a great cry against them, and it became difficult, and it ground to a halt pretty much. And I'm all for having the voice of the people heard, of course, people have a right to speak. But when it comes to making certain decisions, 50 men calling a dog a horse does not make a dog a horse. Now, I worked on several nuclear projects, and we had a saying between maintenance and operations that operations couldn't keep it up and maintenance couldn't get it up. Those plants are so difficult to maintain, just to keep them running. Any little shake, and you get what's called a scram. Senior control rod, Axeman, the whole plant.
I get it. I'm sorry, Francis, I'm out of time, but But I get your point. Thank you very much for calling. It's 48 minutes past.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Always make your major point first. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations! Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag, you're it.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out that which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and it's easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tom in Chicago. Hey, Tom, what's up?
Hey, Tom here. So just a quickie. You were talking about your relative that had the problem with immigration, the daughter
right, my cousin's
of your
daughter.
Cousin.
What is that
your
called?
Your cousin's daughter. If she is a first cousin, then her daughter is a first cousin once removed. A lot of people want
okay,
to call
great.
That second cousin, but a second cousin is technically the cousin of a cousin. You know, so you have to look at the family tree, and it's an extension that way. So your situation. A first cousin, her daughter, is a first cousin once removed. And I hope that things go well with her.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I don't want to go any farther in, you know, talking about personal stuff about members of my family who might be conceivably could be identified. But it was a real tragedy. I mean, she was when they arrested her husband. She called me up. She was just freaked out. You know, what can we do? And I called Bernie, and he talked to her, and he reached out to INS, and they were like, sorry, buddy, even though you're a senator, we're not going to do anything. It was tough. It was tough. And, and Joe Biden is fixing this. I mean, she's been living in Mexico now. This was like 15 years ago. So maybe a little less than that. I think her oldest child just became a teenager. So it was, probably around 13, 14 years ago.
Right. So on the positive side, the kids are going to have the advantage Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you.
I was going to say, the positive side, their kids are going to have the advantage of having, you know, a double cultural upbringing, which, you know, would be great. You know what I'm saying?
So yes. Her kids are all super fluent in Spanish and English. And little scholars in school, and she came to the United States, I believe, for each one of the births. So I'm quite sure that all our kids are U.S. citizens. Step by step, I'm guessing that my situation is not that unique. That a lot of American families have one member of their family. It might be a cousin. It might be a nephew or whatever. Who has married a person who's an undocumented immigrant. And, you know, there's a 500,000 of them in the United States who are married to U.S. citizens and who are all facing the same kind of deportation that my first cousin once removed faced or her husband did. So, I'm just so excited that Joe Biden is doing this. I think it's wonderful. Tom, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side of this break. With more of the program, John Fugelsang is going to drop by.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today
today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, the executive director of Block joins us. Angela Lang will be here in hour number two, public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.